You look cute. You look real cute.
Oh, appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome. You got your dimples all out and ready to go, ready to play.
Right.
Are you excited?
Ready to go now. What's that?
I said, are you excited?
I am.
I want to spread this country music talent all over the freaking globe.
I love it.
Derek Skelton, welcome to the Carrie Croft Show.
I'm proud to be here. I'm excited.
So let's talk about how I met you. I totally stalked you.
Okay.
I found you on TikTok, and I decided this year, I'm like, I'm going to go after some of my favorite TikTokers that just stand out to me and who I think are really great. And I don't even know, you just came up on my feed. I was served some Derek, and I was like, okay, this guy has a really good, I love the lip sync. I love when someone can like take the lips and like actually like really do the lips, legit do them. And I was like, okay, he's cute and he has like this great personality. He's doing this lip thing. So you already had me there. Like I was already like loving you there. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, whoa, hold on. He sings and plays the guitar. And then I'm like, I got to know this guy.
I just do a little bit of everything. So the lip sync and stuff, when Vine and stuff was a thing, I started doing that. I didn't realize that you could get, people were pretty well known from doing that. So I've been doing that for a while. I've always been pretty animated though. Even as a kid, I was always like impersonating Jim Carrey and stuff. I've just put a full show on for my family. So I've always been that kind of goofy animated, person. So,
Before we go into your personality,
how
long though does it take typically, like when you find one, you're like, okay, I've got to like go all in on this one. Are you doing it in front of the mirror? And how long does that take to really get it? And then how many iterations, like what's a typical time commitment for one of those, like, serious lips, like talking videos?
You're making me give up my secrets. Now, it really depends on how complicated it is or complex it is. Sometimes it'll take me, because I'm never satisfied with it. So sometimes it'll take me 2 hours because I'll have like 20, different versions or something. So, sometimes it can take me up to an hour, sometimes maybe more. Like I did one, I think it was like during COVID or something. It was a Vince Vaughn one. And it was like, it's super wordy and fast. And it took me forever because at first I had to like memorize it and this getting the tempo down. So, but I really try to make sure it's like as perfect as it can get. It's never going to be perfect, but as good as it can get. So,
well, this is coming from someone who watches a lot more TikTok than I would like to admit. But for me to stop and like go down a rabbit hole and like watch you, I was actually showing somebody because we were doing like the prep call for you. I'm like, no, you have to look at this. I'm like, no, look at his lips. He's actually doing the lips like he has the accent of this guy.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. It's so cool. And then how often is it just when the mood strikes you and you find one, or do you try to like create a rhythm knowing that you need to put a certain amount of content up? How do you balance that?
So it's kind of it's all about like algorithm. So I kind of get into like a little tough spot because, I'll do the funny stuff and then it like takes away from the music stuff. So it'll mess I try to get people to see the music stuff and it kind of messes it up because everything brings them to the funny stuff. But, really kind of just, I'll maybe be scrolling through or I'm watching something and I'm like, oh, that's a good scene. Or I think of something. I'm like, I got to do that. Cause it's fun. It's more when like kind of the mood strikes, but I do have like a whole list of things I've saved and little snippets and stuff that like, I want to do that later. So
it inspires me to want to do it. And then I'm like, don't even jump in the game. You got enough to like, what I would love to do is the hip hop songs.
Oh yeah.
That is my, and I'm like, do not even go down that road because it would be it would just probably be an obsession for me.
Well, it's funny because you have people who try to do the lip sync and it's fun. So like, I don't like, if you like to do lip sync, it's just fun, even if you're not good at it, but you'll see a ton of videos where people try to do it and then they're just way off.
I don't want to be in like, that bucket. Oh. Like if I'm going to do it, I want to be like Derek. I want to do it like Derek. That's and I'm like, all right, just let Derek do it. I'll just watch you from afar and think you're cool. So What's interesting though, found you, I decided in my head what your personality would be like, reached out to you, you kindly obliged and said, oh, you know, who's this weirdo? You got on a FaceTime with me and you were so reserved and so quiet. And I know you're like, I don't know if you were like in a quiet place, or whatever, but I was like, damn, I'm like, this is interesting. What I see and what he's putting out and then the person. Yeah. But I don't think that's uncommon, right? Like, I think that's probably an outlet for people who are more reserved.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, well, and when I meet people, I'm typically kind of quiet and reserved. And then once I get more comfortable with you and stuff, that's just my personality. I'm normally kind of a very quiet person, but you get me in, but when it comes to something where I'm like expressing myself, where it's music or, you know, like kind of, being animated or something like that. I really open up. So it's a totally different side. So nobody would ever expect, you know, those two people, you know, be the same person. So,
yeah. So, okay. So since my goal is to blow your shit up here, I want everyone that I know to know who you are and to know your music and just to do my part in spreading the love. Because I think you're great and I think you're very talented. So one thing that you wrote when I was getting to know you a little bit on email was about how you first came out singing and how, you know, you, it was a Christmas pageant or something and you were like reluctant to even like raise your hand to be like, I think I can sing.
I grew up in the church and all that stuff and we would always do like a Christmas program, like a play. You know, we do that every year. And there was one of the plays, I don't remember how old it was, but there was a solo. There's a song that the director, she needed somebody to sing. Nobody had volunteered or nobody had signed up or whatever to do it. And so she was like, well, I guess I'll just have to sing the song, you know, for the play, you know. And so I was kind of looking around. I'm like, and I knew I could, I felt that I knew I could sing. I knew singing was what I loved to do. Nobody else knew that I, you know, sang. So I raised my hand, I was like, you know, I'll do it. I'll take the solo. And then from then on, I was doing all the songs and all the solos. So that kind of, I think that was kind of my first time really singing on stage or like as a solo by myself singing, and people could hear me individually. So that was kind of the first time. And then from then on, it was, you know, I was doing all the church plays and, you know, I did choir in high school, junior high school. And it was always doing a song and stuff. So that kind of, I guess that was kind of the start of, I guess, performing on a stage.
When did you learn to play the guitar?
Oh, the old git fiddle. I got a guitar when I was probably, I don't know, maybe 10 or something like that. Didn't know how to play, you know, I couldn't afford lessons. So it collected dust for probably like five or six years. And then one day I was just bored. I was like, you know what? I'm getting the guitar out of the closet. I'm going to dust it off and I'm going to teach myself how to play. And so that's what I did with a little help from YouTube. It was kind of a newer thing, but so I got a little help from YouTube, and I think the first song I learned on guitar was Collide by Howie Day, and so I would just learn songs, and then, you know, you learn songs, you learn new chords, and then I never had like a formal lesson, but I've always just learned songs and you catch on.
Did you learn from Marty? Was he one of your teachers on YouTube?
Oh, Marty Schwartz?
Yeah.
I probably learned a few songs from old Marty. Yeah. I mean, that was kind of the way. You just learn songs and
yeah, I love so, that.
For sure. Yeah.
During COVID, I decided I was going to learn to play the guitar, which was short lived. And Marty was like my man. I felt like we had a relationship. I'm like, Carrie, you just bought, like, he's even like, these are videos. I'm like, but it's Marty.
Oh, yeah.
So when you mentioned something about a Nashville record, somebody reached out to you because they saw you online, right? Singing or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is so fantastic about people talk about social media and, you know, whether they, all these debates, but that's what's so fantastic about the world today.
Oh yeah.
Is that wouldn't have happened, you know, like 20 years ago. I think that's so cool. So how did that go down?
Yeah, so I had made, so somebody had told me, it was like, hey, you should make a, I was already putting out songs like on Instagram, just, you know, do little covers or whatever. And somebody was like, oh, you should just make a page for just your music. And so I did that. I don't have that page anymore. I just use the one I have now, but you know, I made a separate page and I just put all the songs that I had made, I'd saved, I just uploaded them all to that. And, yeah, I got a message through Instagram from, Off the Row Studios. They're just outside Nashville. I didn't think it was real. I'm like, I'm getting scammed or something. Cause I was like, there's no way that, you know, whether how big or small, you know, it doesn't matter. Somebody who wants me to come record at their studio and be their breakout artist. I was like, there's no, why nobody's, that's not real. They're not hitting me up. And so it took me a few weeks before I really was like, you know, I had phone calls with them and I was like, okay, you guys are legit. But yeah, they contacted me and they wanted me to come out to Nashville and record, you know, four songs and be, they had a thing that they would, you'd be their breakout artist of, you know, whatever year, I think it was 2020 or 2019. And so, yeah. And I was in Hawaii at the time. I was stationed in Hawaii. So, yeah, I took a flight out to Tennessee and got the chance to, for the first time ever to record. And, yeah, it's amazing what social media can do. Cause that, you know, if that wasn't a thing, there's no way, I don't know, it wouldn't have happened. So it was kind of a godsend that, you know, they just happened to stumble across one of my videos and then that kind of jump started me to where I am now. So.
Which you just dropped a single.
I did. I just dropped a new single, Old Day. I dropped February, I think it was the 23rd. Yeah. So new single, Old Days. Yep.
So what have you, but what's the feedback? I think it's great. I've listened to it multiple times. I like it a lot.
I appreciate it. I've got a lot of good feedback because it's something that's relatable. You know, the song, I was like, I was thinking about the way kind of dating is these days. It's like, you know, you're swiping left and right on an app, Tinder, Bumble, whatever. And I'm like, you know, it kind of sucks. And I'm like, I really wish we could kind of go back to when it was like, I would love to meet somebody like organically. And maybe you're in the store or something, Target, and you're like, I don't know, smelling candles. You're like, hey, does this smell, you know, whatever works. But I was like, it'd be nice to kind of to meet somebody organically. And it's like, we're stuck in this, like, you know, we're stuck in this social media world, which, and there's a lot of good things about that, but also you're just swiping mindlessly through all these people and there's just nothing, you know. I was like, I want to write something about that because I feel like that's relatable because I can certainly relate to it and I feel like other people would. And so, that's what the song is about. And the song is about wanting to meet somebody like the old days. And, yeah, even before I had even recorded it, I put kind of a snippet out of it. And really people just ate it up. They're like, man, I totally relate to this. I wish it could be like it was, you know, I hate using the dating apps. And so there's a lot of good feedback from it because people can relate.
So my hot take from this,
yeah,
is you're on the market.
Yes. Yep.
Really? Because, you know, I'm also a matchmaker.
Oh, all right.
I know, I really am. This is like, it's one of my things that I've always dabbled in where I'm like, God, if I would have like a matchmaking, you're single, huh? We could always do a bachelor situation.
That's interesting.
What are you, so you're in Texas.
Yes.
You have one child?
Yes, I have a 2-year-old.
Okay, boy?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Chase.
Chase. Oh my God. I mean,
yeah, he's a handful, but he's a little clone.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And then what are your like, you know, baseline requirements? Like, what do you look for in a girl?
Oh man. I mean, somebody who's can be outgoing and fun. Like I like somebody who's laid back, like be yourself can be fun. Cause I'm silly. I'll, you know, once I'm comfortable, I'm goofy and, you know, so loves to, you know, can take care of herself and, you know, I'm big into being outside and outdoors and fitness and all that kind of stuff. But I'm also into like, you know, obviously I love music and I love things that are creative. And so I think somebody who can be down to earth and laid back, honest, and who is supportive of music and of my music, and you know, like I'm a super supportive person. So if it's something that she would, is something that she's super into, like I want to be like, you know, right there and supporting whatever it is, or do those things with her. And you know, it's kind of just one of those things that you kind of know when you meet the person, you kind of have a vibe and kind of an energy. Yeah.
You didn't realize this was going to be like your,
I know,
your,
this is like an interview. Like, I gotta like, yeah,
this is an interview for your future spouse. So
you kind of caught me off guard with that one.
Show those dips. Hey, that's,
I'm gonna be thinking about that later. I'm like, you idiot. You should have said this and this.
No, it's perfect. I love it. Like, I don't think it's going to be a hard sell. Let's put it that way.
Wow. That makes me,
the only problem, I'd have you 10 dates tomorrow. The problem is you're in Texas.
Yeah. Yep. I'm in Texas. I've been here for a couple of years now.
My sister actually lives in Texas. I have, you know, I'm not saying we can't find someone in the vicinity.
You got a network, is what you're saying.
I'm going to have to say, like, for all my people in Texas, I got you a gem named Derek.
Listen, I'm ready.
You lived in Hawaii. What a departure from reality.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I left, I left Hawaii in, when was it? I think it was the beginning of 2023. Or no, excuse me, the beginning of 2022. Losing the dates here. So beginning in 2022. Went to Temple, Texas, because I was getting stationed at Fort Hood. But I came right as soon as there was like a freeze. So I went from this perfect climate, you know, warm and tropical, and then came to, you know, there was a freeze in Texas. So big wake up call, because I had zero warm clothes. So I was showing up in like board shorts and stuff. So it was tough. It was tough leaving. For sure.
Oh, did you ever get island fever, or were you just like loving every minute?
No, you know what? We had a lot of people. I mean, I didn't understand it. Guys that were like, no, I don't like it here. They weren't into like surfing or that kind of stuff. And they were like, get me off this island. I'm like, dude, I'll stay here forever. I don't care. This place is great. So I really latched on to Hawaii, because I met a lot of great, I met a lot of great local people, and kind of really latched on to the kind of culture there in Hawaii. And yeah, I loved it. I miss it for sure.
Who do you like the most right now in terms of the country music world? Like, who are your favorites?
I listen to a lot of, I'm a big fan of Cameron Marlowe. I don't think he gets as much love as he should, because he's got a incredible voice. He's got great songs. You know, I try to listen to kind of the people that aren't maybe as popular as like the Morgan Wallens or Luke Combs, like, you know, like Cameron Marlowe or Chase Beckham or something like that. But I really listen to, you know, Tyler Childers. I kind of listen to it all. So I really like to find the people who are kind of flying under the radar a little bit.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoy that the most.
I was going to ask you about Tyler, because I think he is like, his music to me is just, I love him.
Yeah.
He's the best. I mean, aside from you. Okay, ladies. Listen. DM me. I'll see what I can make happen, but I can't make any promises.
Oh, boy.
All right, Derek. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Hey, we'll be in touch.
All right. Sounds good.
Keep moving, babe.
All right, bye.